Welcome, thank you for choosing to spend this time with me. I received a lot of sweet messages from listeners while I was away, telling me how much my words have resonated with you, telling me that I've kept you company, and I've already responded privately to all the messages, but still, I want to thank you for your kind words and for continuing to come back and tune in. It's a wonderful feeling knowing that you resonate with what I choose to share and that I've been able to curate this space for you. As we move through the year of the Water Tiger, I'd like to look at the main themes this year and give you some notes on embodiment. I first learned about Chinese astrology when I was much younger. I had this beautiful calendar with the 12 zodiac signs and their elements, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And at the bottom of each page, there was a brief description of each animal and its role. In Chinese astrology, each zodiac sign is associated with one of the five elements, and we move through the signs as well as the elements. The last tiger year, 12 years ago, was a metal tiger. And the Lunar New Year refers to the 12 lunar months, so depending on the moon, it changes its year, landing somewhere between January 21st and February 20th. Personally, this is when I feel a great shift in energy, as opposed to the 1st of January celebrated in Western culture. Energy is a fluid thing. It's only natural that a set date won't give you that automatic shift. You might relate to this. January doesn't always bring that feeling of renewal. It can often feel quite heavy with last year's energy still lingering. You might have felt like you were walking through waist-deep mud this last year and still well into January, as it was the last month of the Iron Ox. The Ox's energy is much heavier. It can feel quite suffocating. Ox years are slow-paced, life feels on hold to an extent, which offers this contrast to the previous year of the rat, the first sign of the Chinese zodiac. As the planet goes through an energetic reset, the rat's energy more so triggers change and disasters, a pandemic, for example. Now that we've moved out of the dense energy of the ox, this year we have a beautiful amalgamation of the strong qualities of the tiger and the soft qualities of water. Water represents wisdom, it represents a quiet strength, and paired with the courage and strong will of a tiger, essentially shows me that using these energies as leverage, this is the year to go after what you truly desire. The tiger brings a very refreshing energy of spring, especially right at the beginning, because February is always Tiger's very own month. Spring being the promise of something better, the rebirth after a long winter. And the energy of the Tiger year is fast and aggressive. This allows you to manifest your desires faster. There's a sense of urgency, all or nothing. This is a time to make decisions, to take action rather than overthink. When it comes to the world, however, this aggressive energy can give rise to conflicts and natural disasters. Something important to keep in mind when we are faced with any sort of challenge is to not be afraid of that which you can't control. Trust that you will know what choices to make when you are met with these challenges. I understand how difficult it is to maintain this mindset, but you must understand that fear keeps you paralyzed. It's useful, of course, but when it comes to circumstances you can't control, you must focus on that which you can control. That is your mind, your thoughts, the way you react. And that way you can make clear decisions that will lead you to safety if you are in a position of danger. The element of water is associated with the subconscious mind, you know, deep emotions, anxiety, fears, secrets, and sexuality. And those are themes to pay extra attention to this year. As the water element runs deep and is full of healing powers, it will support us in healing and balancing ourselves and our lives. It's good to view ourselves as complete beings where everything is linked, body and mind. in order to experience renewal, we must study ourselves as a whole. You can't really target physical issues without exploring what emotional issues might be manifesting themselves as illness in the body. And the water tiger goes with the flow, sometimes into very deep waters. However, water isn't always clear. The soil from the bottom might rise up, turning the water dark and dirty, meaning everything unresolved from the past will surface and return now. Yang water has a very strong stream, so that murky water will get clear, it will be healed as it moves. In nature, water is a yin substance, though there are some yang manifestations of it, and the tiger is a symbol of power, and it contains mostly yang energy, and that's why you'll hear me mention yang water. It refers to moving waters and to that wild energy of the tiger. This water arrives to cleanse us. It brings something new or something old up to the surface. Life itself will start to flow, but the strong currents of flowing yang water might bring us something we didn't expect or didn't want to face. I was born under the earth tiger in the Chinese zodiac, and I've definitely felt the effects of this tiger year already. There's a sense of newfound power and determination within me, and a strong desire to alchemize my pain into strength. I can look into the river of my soul and see this soil rise up, turning the water black, but still, I want to immerse my body in it without fear. So, from the depths of the water soil, a change emerges. Whatever the yang water brings up now will be immediately moved forward and cleared, but first it must be brought up from the hidden parts of the water. When you work in harmony with the energy of Mother Earth, as opposed to fighting against it, you'll begin noticing these patterns and allowing them to aid you so that you flow through life with ease. Astrology shouldn't dictate your life, but rather be used as a map to understand the movement of the energy around and within you. I personally like to work with the energies of the Earth, the Moon. As a woman, my body naturally follows the cycles of the moon, and as a highly intuitive person, it makes sense for me to fine-tune all aspects of my life so that they work together in harmony. Following the astrological seasons rather than the calendar as we know it, understanding cycles and moving with them as opposed to forcing the body and mind into a stagnant routine. It's listening to your body's signals and obeying them. Everything is translated through the body, it's your vessel. This is why embodiment is so important. The more you are in your body, the easier it is for you to pick up on these signals and know what they mean. Movement is a big part of my life, to give you an example. And throughout the year, there are periods of time where I'm lifting weights, I'm doing more structured, repetitive workouts, and there are periods where I feel repulsed by that structured way of working my body. So rather than forcing myself into something that doesn't serve me, if I'm not in the space where that's what I need, I won't be getting much out of it anyway, because I won't be putting my all into the work. So during those phases, I resort to yoga. There are times when all I'm doing is dancing because my body is craving that more fluid, intuitive movement. As summer approaches, more often than not, all I'm consuming are fruits and teas, and that's also when I feel drawn to fasting intermittently. While in the winter, I crave more elaborate dishes, that's when I'm cooking the most, using spices and heat. It just isn't productive to force your body's natural rhythm into these set, non-flexible routines. Like some people suggest, making yourself wake up at 5 in the morning, which in the summer might feel amazing, but in the cold winters, where in my case I'm not getting any daylight until maybe 11 a.m., it will do your body more harm than good. Spiritual intelligence, as I see it, is acquired through the study of oneself and the study of the patterns around you. There are so many books you can read, people you can study who've been great minds, but it all comes down to how you perceive and digest this information that is given to you by nature. It's a matter of paying attention to the natural cycles of life, taking note of your dominant thoughts, how you feel depending on the moon phases, how you feel throughout the different seasons, changes in your body, your mood, your cravings, etc., comparing them and looking for repetition. Exercises like this signal to your subconscious that you want to be alert, and over time, you'll naturally begin to feel these shifts within you and see them in the people around you as well. I talk a lot about the importance of self-study because truly, it is what has gotten me to where I am. And it is what keeps me growing and evolving as a person. So much that I decided to create this platform with that as the main or core theme. It's something I want to further explore, and by sharing some of it, hopefully, I'm encouraging you to do the same. Developing your self-concept is the base for everything. It has to be. If you want to design your life, making it a fertile environment for abundance in all areas, developing this unbreakable self-concept is crucial. If you're interested in working with me privately, I'm offering one-on-one sessions. You can contact me through email or send me a private message on Instagram. I'll leave my contacts in the description of this episode. And we'll go through things like self-concept, designing a lifestyle that leads you naturally to where you want to be. I'll lead you through activating your intuition, scripting, etc. Essentially, I'll lead you through finding and embodying the person you desire to be. If there's an area I'm an expert in, that would be redesigning myself as a person completely, and shape-shifting constantly and moving life around me to match the vision I have for myself. And it would be a pleasure to guide you in that direction as well. But this is all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this shorter episode. I hope you're taking care of yourself in this new year. And thank you for listening.